Thank you, Scott. Good morning, everyone. It's hard to believe with all the snow out there on the ground that winter really is almost over. And spring and summer will quickly be here. I'm looking forward to that. Are we ready? Are we thinking about making plans to transition to a new look for the season to come? Retailers are. They're changing their floor plans. They're changing their displays, and they're showcasing all the new looks for the coming season. We are being bombarded with commercials on TV, drawing our attention to the new and improved products that will improve and enhance our looks, making us better people. While on the computer this week, I was continually bombarded with ads about the newest diet ideas that will transform my body into a new me. Along with the diet recommendations that we exercise and work out so we will benefit fully from our investment of time and energy, allowing us to achieve the appearance we desire. We live in a culture where people are consumed with what kind of condition their body is in, their outward appearance. And many are willing to spend many hours and a lot of money just to look good. While there's certainly nothing wrong with diet and exercise and good grooming habits, we must not forget that what's important is what we look like on the inside. It's much more important than what we look like on the outside. Scripture tells us that people look at the outward appearance, but we know when God sees us, He looks on our heart. He considers what kind of condition He finds us in. Most of the world doesn't see the importance of inner beauty, let alone spend time considering its vital importance. As the Passover season draws near, I'd like to ask the question, what does God see? Have we considered our inward appearance? From the earliest of time, God has been concerned with man's heart, and His concerns haven't changed. God cares about our thoughts, our attitudes, our motives, because these are the things that fuel our actions, and our actions reflect our heart. In Proverbs 23, verse 7, it says, "For as he thinks in his heart, so he is." We too should be concerned with the condition of our hearts. What's its intents? What's its motives? King David, a man after God's own heart, understood this. He was fretful when Nathan had come to him after the sin with Bathsheba. Let's turn to Psalm 51 to read his prayer. Psalm 51. Psalm 51, starting in verse 1, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me." Let's continue and drop down into verse 9. "Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities," all my shortcomings. "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." And then drop down to verse 16. "For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise." King David expressed genuine sorrow for his sins. He prayed for a clean heart, one that was pleasing and acceptable to God. We are quickly approaching the Passover in the days of unleavened bread. Are we ready for it? What kind of condition are we in? What can be found in our heart? When God looks on our heart, He knows what's in it. What wisdom, what integrity, what mercy, what goodness does he see? Proverbs 4:23 says that the heart is the wellspring of life and we need to guard it. The best way to guard something is to know what it is. And the best way to learn what something is to examine it. Examine meaning to inspect in detail to determine its nature and condition. Merriam-Webster says that it is to test by questioning in order to determine progress, fitness, and knowledge. Prior to taking the Passover, we are instructed to do just that. We are to examine ourselves. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 11. We'll start in verse 27. Excuse me. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 27, therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. God searches the heart. We need to search our hearts as well. What does God see when he looks on us? It's important to know and be aware of what that is. Please turn with me to Psalm 139. Psalm 139. We'll start reading in verse 1. Psalm 139, verse 1. O Lord, you have searched me and know me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. If we truly care about what God thinks of us, then we must consider our inner selves, our inner secrets, our inner ways. Let's continue reading in verse 23. Verse 23, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me into the way everlasting. Are we overcoming and growing as God expects us? Examining ourselves gives us those answers. It reads in Lamentations 3, verse 40, let us search out and examine our ways. This is something we should do all the time. Not just prior to the Passover season, but doing it all the time. Doing anything that brings about quality takes time. We can't wait till the last minute to do that. I read a quote this week by Bob Menard, I think his name is, that reads, quality begins on the inside, then works its way out. What really matters when it comes to appearance is what we are on the inside. I have a couple questions we can ask ourselves when examining our lives. They can help us determine what we find in our hearts. Are we changing into the person God expects, becoming more like Christ? Are we changing into the person God expects, becoming more like Christ? It's important to uncover who we are. If we truly care what God thinks, then we need to identify and consider our true nature, making the required changes that is needed in our lives. Ephesians 5:1 tells us, be imitators of God. And if you would, turn with me to Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4. We'll read 21 through 24. Ephesians 4. 21 through 24. if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on a new man, which was created according to God. If we don't make changes in our lives, we cannot grow. If we don't change, our lives won't change. We must stay focused on God and become the person He expects us to be. The second question I have is, have I truly repented? Not repenting destroys our relationship with God. We have to take a hard look at our physical and our spiritual lives. If we really want to eliminate sin from our lives, we should be in a constant state of examination. We can't afford to wait and repent of our sins. Satan doesn't want us to repent at all, so he tries to convince us that it's easy to repent later. It simply isn't true. The longer we wait, the harder it is to remember the sin or what our sin was, let alone repent of it. And it's something we have to be doing. That brings us closer to God. There's nothing to gain by avoiding repenting from our sins, but there is much to lose. Let's turn to 1 John 1, verse 9. 1 John 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. Brethren, we must be developing a heart which is open, honest, submissive, and obedient to God and His commands. This is what He's looking for when He sees us. Let's take opportunity this year, starting with this holy day season we are soon coming into, and consider our inward appearance and what we look like to God. Let's close by reading Psalm 119, 59 and 60. Psalm 119, verses 59 and 60. Verse 59, I thought about my ways, and I turned my feet to your testimonies. I made haste. I did not delay to keep your commandments. Let's also examine ourselves and take the course that brings us closer to God. Have a great Sabbath.